Hey, buckle up for a new episode of the Victor's Talk, the one and only podcast meant to create awareness about sickle cell, where we talk about the challenges, the experiences, the victories, the lifestyle, and faith of sickle cell warriors. Whether you're a caregiver, family, friends, or advocate, you are sure to pick up tidbits of relatable events and learn when you listen to the Victor's Talk.
Hi, it's Podcast O'Clock. Welcome back to the Victor's Talk podcast. I am still your host, Dami Precious. Today's episode is a special episode and it is dedicated to all mothers, especially sickle cell warriors who are also a mother to beautiful children out there. In today's episode, we have a mother here who is also a sickle cell warrior and she'll be taking us on her journey living as a sickle cell warrior and a mother. Stay tuned.
Hi, I am Sandra Igwauji, a nurse, midwife, and freelancer by profession. Everything that I and my brand represent is all about health and wellness. Whether it comes to taking care of your health physically or the freelancing part, where we get to help busy entrepreneurs, busy individuals to take off their stress and make them more productive in a way where we get to help their brand virtually by managing their social media handles. Also, I am a sickle cell warrior and a mom. So that's all about me.
It's so nice to connect with you, Sandra. It's so nice to have you here. We'd like to know how sickle cell impacted your role as a mother.
Sickle cell has really impacted my role as a mom. Because when it comes to the physical aspect, most times I cannot be there fully. There are times I'll just be sick. And I remember a time my baby was just like, is it 6 months old or so? Yes. I was feeling pains and rest. Like, they had to rush me to the hospital. And at that time, my baby was still breastfeeding. So they had to bring him to the hospital so that I can breastfeed while I was still on drips. So that's one of the challenges that comes with being a sickle cell mom. You get to be sick, whereby you don't get to take care of your children, like have time to take care of your children at that particular time. Okay, there are sometimes I will still get to feel pains even if I don't get to the hospital. I don't get to go to the hospital. Like, my mom will just take him away because I just need time to rest. And he will be confused, like feeling sad or crying. And me, I can't control it because at that moment, I need help, you get. So how can someone that needs help, help her own child? There's no way, you get. I would just look and feel sad, you get. There was even a time, say, my mom took him when he was still breastfeeding. And did not allow him to breastfeed that day. She had to find an alternative because it was extreme. I could not just cope. And also, children are very, 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 very active. You get it? They are very active. They want to jump on you. They want to play. I mean, I don't have that physical strength for that. You get it? So sometimes when he comes around, he wants to jump on me. And I'll be like, no, stop it. I don't have that strength. Stop it. But him now, he's not understanding, like, why should mommy not have strength, you get? His son is, I want to play. Just play with me. I mean, I don't have the strength and I cannot play, or I know my limits. I cannot play. So we just find a way around it. But it is something that has been limiting. Yes, it has been limiting because I cannot just do every single thing you want me to do when I know that if I stress my body, I wouldn't be there fully, you get. So it's better for me not to stress my body and be there fully in some kind of way, you get. So that's one way sickle cell has impacted on me as a mother.
Oh, wow. What? Okay, I have this now. What was the pregnancy and childbearing stage like for you? I mean, even with this impact that you just shared, I feel like the pregnancy stage and childbearing stage would definitely not be easy. So what was it like for you?
What was pregnancy stage for me like a sickle cell warrior? Okay, I won't even lie. Pregnancy was like the worst nightmare I had. Like, getting pregnant was like the worst nightmare I had before I got pregnant. Like, I was so scared because even as a nurse, I know the implication and complications mothers get to have, especially in their old age. Like, for older women who are pregnant and for women battling with an ailment. So, it was like a worst nightmare to me. But surprisingly, when I got pregnant, it was like the easiest task I have ever had because I never felt tired. Like, I was even stronger down to my PCV, that's my packed cell volume, which was normally 27. Can you imagine that it increased from that 27% to 30, 32, 33? I have never had such packed cell volume percent before. Like, even as at that time, I paid attention to my nutrition, which really helped. I think that's what really had an impact to my blood level. So pregnancy was easy for me. Like, I did not even know I was really like pregnant in some ways, because I could walk faster, I could do things easier. Like, I really did not have much sickle cell crisis like I had on a normal day. You can call it a miracle if you want, but that was how pregnancy stage for me was. It was easy. Okay, when it came to the childbearing stage, let me just tell you this. I had it all planned. Like, I already knew what I am to do before that day. Like, I did not even wait at all. See, sickle cell warriors who are planning to be mothers someday, please plan your life. Plan everything that has to do with you. Don't say, okay, let me just try this. Just plan it in a way that it will favor you. It will favor your health. So this is what I did. I already told myself that I was not going to do SVD, spontaneous vaginal delivery. I was going to go for a cesarean section. So it was an antenatal day on that particular day. I actually went to the clinic while I was working. I could literally hear the sound of my pelvis like cracking. I could not even withstand it and everything. So when I got to the hospital, I actually went to the doctor and I told the doctor that, okay, today we are going to remove this baby. And he was surprised, like, just like that. I said, yes, so doctor, I am going to remove this. We are going to remove this baby today. Like, I am fine. He was like, okay, let's just wait for the nurse to cancel you and everything. I was like, don't worry, I am a nurse and I already understand the implications and everything. I am ready for it. So that was it. Like, before I even called my mom, called everybody that's should be there, boom, the baby was already out, and it was just easy. Like, I did not even wait for, do you know how many hours you get to be in labor and you get to have so much pains? So I did not even bother to be in that stage before I started running a tasketer for help. Like, everything was already planned out, everything was already ready, everything was ready. So I did not go through that pain stage. Though, even when I was in the theater, I was already having anxiety, which that caused little pains, where they had to give me pain injections. But apart from that, it was a very stressless birth.
Okay, I understand the fact that as a sickle cell warrior who wants to be a mother, there are a couple of things you have to know and understand before getting into that stage in order to prevent sickle cell crisis, so to say, and sickle cell complications. But so far so good. How have you advocated for your own health while raising a child? Like, how have you been able to navigate, okay, this is how I am feeling right now as a sickle cell warrior? How have you been able to advocate for your own health?
Whether I have advocated for my own health needs while raising children. Hey, that is not negotiable. That is not negotiable at all. Imagine you down and taking care of kids. How do you want to raise healthy kids? How do you want to raise kids that are active? You get. So you come first. You are the caregiver in this aspect right now, as the mom, right? So if the caregiver is down, who is now going to take care of the patient now? So advocating for your health is non-negotiable. You have to do everything to help yourself stay healthy for your kids. Because if you're not healthy, your kids will not be happy. That's just the true fact. So yes, I always advocate for my health. I always advocate for my health when I am down. Like, I make sure I take care of myself for my kids. I'm not just doing it for myself. That's the it. When I have not given birth, I would say I was doing it not just for myself. I was doing it for the people around me, because if I get sick, people around me would be affected, right? My siblings, my mom, my partner, everybody would be affected. So I get to take care of myself. So now that I am a mom, my kids need me very well. So I have to take care of myself better, so that I can live well for my kids. So yes, it is not negotiable. I always advocate for my health.
So I understand that it is not negotiable, yeah. But how have you been able to cope, like, with the physical and emotional demands that comes with parenting while you are also managing your own health?
There are so many ways I have imbibed to manage the challenges that comes with parenting physically and emotionally. Okay, first of all, I would like to talk about the physical part. The physical part, I know that I have to be there for my kids. Like, it's not like when I have not given birth, you get, I have to be there for my kids. So what I did is that I am actually a nurse, you get, and nursing is demanding, like, the job. So instead of me to go out there to work, and you know that if I get to work and stress myself, I would certainly be down, you get. So instead of doing that, I had to quit my job first. Yes, I had to quit my job. I came back home. I started practicing my freelancing, like full-time, helping people to manage their social media handles from home, you get. So while I am home, I am able to manage my kid. Like, I am able to do school runs and the rest, and I am able to get optimal rest because it's freelance CRB, so it has to do with my time and planning. I have to plan my work. Then, for me not to even forget to even still practice my nursing profession, I get to find part-time jobs to do, which would not be stressful for me or would not strain me at all. So that's how I tend to manage the physical aspects, like quitting my job, being there for my kid, and finding a job that would suit me, that won't stress me, and also at the same time being there for my kid, being able to do something freely without any stress, you get. So that's it. Then I cannot even do this without the help of people. There are sometimes I may just even really be down. But you need people in your life. You need people to help you. You can't do everything yourself. So that's one way also. I have people around that help me. You get my sister, my mom. I just have people around that help me to do things I want to do, that if I am not available to do those things. So you can't just say, oh, I can do everything by myself, I am strong, I don't need people around. You need people around. That's just the true fact. You need people around. You know the kind of person you are, so certainly you would need people around. So that's the way I've been able to manage those challenges. Then emotionally, there are times that I feel down. I feel down and everything. I just set everything aside. Yes, I just set everything aside. Maybe explain to my mom, this is the way I feel and everything. Okay. Then she watches after my kid, and me, I'll just have the time to myself and just get rejuvenated. Let's put it that way. So that's it. Just look for ways to improvise. That's the word I would say. Improvise. Look for ways to just manage everything as much as you can. Don't say you are a super mom. I would manage everything by myself, because yes, we know you are a super mom. For you to even bet a kid, you are a super mom. But you can't just be involved alone in managing everything yourself. You need people around. If you are the kind of person that, okay, you say, I don't have a sister, I don't have a mom, and or they cannot come around where I am, find helps. Helps will do a good job. Find helps. That's just the true fact, and that's just the simple way you can manage all this physical demand of parenting. Yes, so that's it.
Hey there, did you know checking your genotype costs less than taking care of a sickle cell warrior? Check your genotype today and save a child from pain.
Welcome back. I am enjoying this, like seriously, I'm enjoying this. And I'd like to know, how has like sickle cell, being a sickle cell mother, changed your perspective about life in general?
Here's how being a sickle cell mom has shaped my perspective about life. Like, I can do everything I want to do easily, just like every other mom. It doesn't have to be because of my health. Like, I am not limited because of my, should I call it a disability? No, because of my condition. You get. So if I want to birth three, I can give birth to three. If I want to take care of my children, like give them the most optimal care, I can do every single thing I want to do. It's just for me to be able to plan my way, plan my time, plan everything that would suit me and make me flow easily. So that's the way it has changed my perspective. Like, I am not limited.
Okay, now, what would you say has been the most rewarding aspect of being a mother despite living as a sickle cell warrior?
The most rewarding part of being a mother as a sickle cell warrior is just being a mother. That's the simple way I can put it. Because before I gave birth, you know, in the process of finding partners, there are words they will tell you that would really hurt you. Like, no, don't follow her. She has sickle cell. You can't be with her. Do you know that she can marry? And she can give birth. Or she can't give birth. So those words really made me down and really made me doubted myself. Like, okay, what if I get married and I can't really give birth, you understand? So it was something that now really made me scared. So eventually, after giving birth to my kid, I was really, really, really proud of myself, like happy, like, oh, seeing me birthing a kid and seeing him like, oh, this is for me. You get that feeling. So that's just it. So deep. Most rewarding part is being a mother. It made me see how strong I am. Like, not even with the sickle cell and everything, like, I am not limited. You get, I am stronger. I am just like every other woman. I can bring forth children. So that's the most rewarding part for me.
It's been an awesome conversation with you, and I'm sure my listeners can also relate to that. What message do you have for sickle cell warriors who are also mothers out there?
My advice for sickle cell mothers. Number one, you are a superwoman. Just for the fact that you birthed a kid, you are a superwoman. You don't have to be any other superwoman apart from that. Like, if you cannot do any other thing well, just delegate. So you can't kill yourself. If you are gone, people will just mourn and take over. You get, and still just continue with life. So you can't be a super mom in every single thing. Don't feel guilty at all. Don't feel guilty. So that's one. Number two, you can do everything. What I mean by you can do everything is that because this one is giving birth to three, does not mean you are limited. You cannot give birth to three. You can give birth to three. And you can do anything you set your mind to do. You get, you can be the best mom. Even while you are delegating, you know, you can be the best mom ever. Like, your kids will still love you, would still care for you, would still understand you. They will understand you. So you don't have to disturb yourself over every single thing you cannot handle. That's it. Then just find understanding people around you. Find people that understand you. Tell people about what you face, your challenge and everything. Just tell people. When you get to some stage, let your kids know, this is how mommy is. Mommy is not as strong as every other mom, but she's trying her best. Your kids will love you as just like the way you are. You understand, they will love you like that. So that's the advice I have for mothers. Just find people that are always there for you. Your parents, your partner, anybody that would really want you to be healthy while you are at your mothering journey. Should I call it mothering journey? Yes. Just find those kind of positive people around you.